Begin the current daf Masech Tzachon daf Kuf Hei. Begin on the bottom of Kuf Dalem Beis, two lines up in the bottom of the Yamed, where the Gemara continues the discussion from the previous daf regarding the requirements of making separations between meat and dairy. That is, although we said regarding Eifa Gvina, regarding fowl, bird, chicken, and cheese, that there we said that one could eat a Bapi Kairin in a way of Hefker in a careless manner. However, regarding meat, let's say steak, from a behemoth, from an animal, and regarding dairy, then we need to make separations, as we'll learn regarding time and space, and so too regarding a person's body. Now, Tanya learned the Braisa, Bisham, they say, Mikanech, a person has to wipe out his mouth between dairy and meat. One has to wash out his mouth, rinse it out. So the Gemara says, "My mikanech, my medich." What does Bishami Bisil mean when Bishami says mikanech, to wipe it out, and Bisil when he says to rinse it out? As the Gemara continues, the top of Kofei Manal. Ilem, if you're going to say Bishami Urim that they say mikanech, one wipes out his mouth, v'loy boy madich, and you don't have to rinse it out with water because actually wiping out is better than rinsing, and therefore he doesn't say anything about rinsing. They say, no, madiach v'loy boy mikanech. No, you rinse it out and you don't need to wipe it out because actually it's not sufficient with wiping it out. Rather, one rinses out with water and that's primary and one does not have to wipe it out. But if that's the interpretation of the machlekes, that elahodom rebzeir, then this, that an amoy rebzeir says, in kinuach peh, there's no wiping of the mouth to permit someone to eat meat after he has just eaten cheese. Ella, that's only if he's wiped it out bepas with bread, because the wiping with bread, that he eats bread in between, that cleans out the mouth good, and now he doesn't have any cheese in his mouth when he's about to go ahead and eat meat. So come on, who is Reb Zera going like? Kebe Shammai? Because if you think he's going like Beis Hillel, then you have to rinse it out, like we just said, according to Beis Hillel, and he doesn't mention anything about wiping out. And it wouldn't be logical to say that Reb Zera is going like Beis Shammai when we know the halacha is generally like Beis Hillel. So Ella, rather a different interpretation. Bishami, they say, when they said mikanech, you wipe it out, they hold v'loy boy madiach, and you don't have to rinse it out. Ubeisil, no, av madiach. Beisil say, no, you also have to rinse it out because you need both. And that's what Rebbe Zeir was saying, that this halacha, that you have to wipe out the mouth, which is according to either interpretation, according to either opinion, that has to be with bread. But if that's the interpretation, then machleik is havale mikulu bishami or mechum bisil. So then this would be one of the cases that bishami is being lenient and bisil being stringent. Because he's saying bishami only requires wiping and bisil requires wiping and rinsing. But then melasanye, then this machleik should have been mentioned in the Mishnah Masech Tzidis in the fourth parak and the fifth parak, gabikulu bishami mechum bisil. When it talks about the leniencies of bishami and the stringency of bisil, because all the kulu bishami mechum bisil are mentioned over there and it doesn't say this case. So Ella rather says the Gemara, Beshami or Mikanech. Beshami says, yes, you wipe out your mouth, v'hu adin l'madich. And the same thing would apply that one also has to go ahead and rinse it out because, yeah, Beshami holds you need both. U'beshil madich v'hu adin l'mikanech. And Beshil also say to rinse it out, but they also hold you have to wipe it out. Amar machadu umar machadu v'lay plikin. Each one is saying one out of the two things, and they don't disagree. They both hold you need both. They were just mentioning each one individually, one of those two halachas. Now, Gufa, we had mentioned in that discussion that Amr B'Zeira, he says, Inkinu chapeh el bepas, which we're saying everyone agrees you need both between the meat and the dairy and the meat. One has to wash out his mouth and rinse out and wipe it out with an element. So on that, Reb Zeira said that the wiping of the mouth is el bepas, is only with bread. Now, and that qualifies the Gemara, b'hanamil b'dechiti, but that was only with wheat bread. B'desari loy, but regarding barley bread, that wouldn't be effective because barley bread crumbles in the mouth, and that wouldn't connect together the elements when he's chewing on it to go ahead and clean out whatever cheese is stuck in his mouth, and therefore that wouldn't be sufficient type of a kinuach of a wiping. Now, says the Gemara further, b'dechiti namil loy amar in el b'krira, and also regarding wheat bread, we didn't say that it's effective, that's only if it's cold, the bread. But if it's warm, the bread, then actually it's going to get it's going to be soft because it's warm bread and it's going to get stuck in the palate. And actually it's not going to be able to go around and be aggressive enough in cleaning out the cheese that's inside the mouth. Moreover, this that we said that it's effective is only if it's soft bread, meaning but cold. But if it's too hard, then that like a hard piece of crust, that's going to crumble in the mouth, just like barley bread, and that also wouldn't be effective. So therefore, to be effective, it has to be wheat bread, has to be cold, and it has to be not too hard. Now, however, the Gemara actually says, the halacha actually is, that no, actually the wiping out of the mouth between the dairy and the meat is with all types of things. Lavar, there's three exceptions. Mikamcha, from flour, tamri, dates, viyarka, and greens and vegetables, because they're too soft, and that wouldn't go ahead and be effective at all in wiping out the cheese before he goes ahead and partakes of the meat, which he can't have basa b'chalav in his mouth before he swallows it. Now, continue related theme, which relates back to what we mentioned in the previous daf, and regarding these divisions between the meat and the dairy. So, Bayimene Rabbasim Rabbi Yechna says, Kama Yisha Bein Basal Gvina. How long does a person have to wait between eating meat and dairy? Which, the way the question is phrased, sounds like that he first ate meat, and now he wants to eat cheese. How long does he have to wait? Amalei Beloiklo says, you don't have to wait at all. And that, he says, Ini, is that so? But Vam Rav Chizdi says, Achal Basar, someone ate meat. He's prohibited to eat cheese because the meat that he ate has fattiness in it and it gets stuck in the mouth and the taste of it lasts for a long time. And therefore, it's like you still have the meat and you can't go ahead and eat dairy right after that. Gvina, if he had just eaten cheese, then he's permitted to eat meat. So how could you say you could eat cheese right after meat when we see not like that? Ella rather, no, says the Gemara, his question was, Kama Yisha bin Gvina Labasa. How long do you have to wait between eating first cheese and then meat? On that, unbelievable, he says you don't have to wait at all. Right after dairy, one's permitted to go ahead and partake of meat. Now, Guf, we had mentioned that conversation, that Amr Rav Chizda, he had quoted Rav Chizda, that says, Achol basar asal achol gvina. If someone first ate meat, he's forbidden to partake of cheese. Gvina motel achol basar. If he just ate cheese, then he's permitted to right after go ahead and eat meat. Now, on that, Amalei Rav Acha bar Yisav l'Rav Chizda, he asked on this halacha Rav Chizda, and he asked the Rav Chizda, he says, "Basar shebein ha-shinayim, what's the halacha regarding the meat that's stuck in a person's teeth after he ate? Is that considered meat which would forbid for him to eat cheese with it until you actually remove it? Meaning we said you can't eat cheese after meat because you have the taste. Okay, but let's say barring that concept, what's if just you have the meat in the teeth? Would that also be prohibited to go ahead and eat the cheese with it? So he recited a pasuk of Bamidbar that says regarding the Jewish people, Habasar adinim bin shinayim, the meat was still between their teeth. So you see that that's still considered meat. We don't consider it as something that's already been diluted and it's not considered meat anymore. No, it's still considered meat when it's still in his teeth, and therefore that would still be the prohibition of having the cheese with that meat. Now, continuing on this theme that we mentioned before regarding the waiting between the meat and the dairy, so Amar Ukfa, he says, Ano laha milsi, says, me, regarding this thing, I'm much worse than my father, like chalo bar chamer lagabe abba. I'm like vinegar, the son of wine, which is when wine spoils, sours, it's like vinegar, that's how I am in regards to my father. Because the ilu abba ki haba ochel bisra idna, because in regards to my father, when he would eat meat now at like this point, lo haba ochel gvina ad lamacher, he wouldn't eat cheese until tomorrow, and the gear says ki hashta, like it is right now, I mean he would wait a full 24 hours till the next day. Vilo ano, whereas I, bahasa dusa hadula echilna, it's only regarding this meal that I'm not going to eat cheese afterwards. But in the next meal I will eat, which there's discussion in the Rishonim exactly what does that mean. Taisa says, whatever the next meal, some say a meal is 6 hours, that's where the custom comes from, waiting 6 hours. That's how long they would wait from one meal, the morning meal, to the evening meal. And that's where the halacha is, waiting between the cheese up until the meat. We said for meat you could have cheese right after, but that he would wait only till another suda, his father would wait a full 24 hours. A similar type of a discussion, Amar Shmuel, he says, Ano laha milsa chalo bacham legabe abi. He says, me, regarding this idea I'm about to say, I'm like vinegar, the son of wine, in regards to my father. Because the ilu abba, because regards to my father, habasar nichse trezim nebiyeme, he would go ahead and inspect and look regarding his property, his real estate, what it needs, 2 times a day. Vano lo sayar ne elochadizim, I would only go to check my ground once a day. And the Gemara says, what's so important about this? That's Shmuel Tameh. Shmuel goes according to his reasoning. The Amar Shmuel that he had said, Man desar nichse kol yem, whoever inspects his properties every day, Mashka chastira, he'll find coins, he'll find money, meaning to say he'll be able to fix what's going on and maintain his properties only if he goes and checks. And if not, it could be problems. As the Gemara illustrates, Abaya basar nichse kol yem abiyem, Abaya would go and inspect his property every single day. One day he encountered a sharecropper, the Dari Pischa Da'ifi, that he was carrying a load of wood. Meaning he was stealing it. Amalei Hanilecha, so he found his sharecropper, and here the owner is coming and checking and says, where are you taking this to? Amalei Lebeimar says, I'm taking it to the house of the master. Amalei said to him, Kvar Kodmach Rabbanan, the rabbis already beat you to it. They already said that a person has to inspect his property every single day and find out what's going on, and that's why I caught you, only because he followed this halacha. So to Rav Asi, Havasari Nechzikoyem, he would inspect his property every single day. Amar, he says, Hechaninu kol hanei astir de mar Shmuel. He says, where are these coins of the master of Shmuel? Every day I'm checking, I haven't gotten yet any benefit about doing this daily inspection. Now, Yom Echad Chazetiner, one day he saw a stream of water, the Bitka Ba'ar, which had burst from the ground, there was water that was coming over the boundaries, where he wanted to flood his whole plantation, which, because there was a hole in the canal that was near his field. So Shakli Leglima, he went quickly, took his garment, Karche Eisvei Begavah, he went and wrapped it, and he put it there in the hole of the canal, and Rami Kali, he lifted up his voice, and he screamed out, and Asa Inish, so the men came and they helped him plug up that hole. And the Girsa says, Amar, he said, Ashkechasinu l'kula astir de mashmul. He says, I found all those coins in the master Shmuel. Sometimes a person looks into things, he has this self-analysis in his property, which has many different levels of this Gemara, and he doesn't see the benefit at first, but he says, oh, look how much he saved now because he had that practice about inspecting his property every single day. Now, continuing on this halacha regarding washing of the hands, which related to that, there's many different types of washing of hands when a person goes and eats a meal. So Amar Rav Ida bar Rava and Amar Rav Yitzchak bar Ashen. He says, Maim Rishayim, the first waters that a person washes, which we generally call them Tfilas Yadayim, before the meal, that's mitzvah. That's a mitzvah, which is a positive commandment to listen to the words of the sages. V'achreinim Chayva, what's called Maim Achreinim, the later waters, which is after the meal, that's obligatory. That's something that is even stronger than a mitzvah. And later on, the Gemara is going to explain what is that obligation. However, the Gemara first asks from a Braisa, Maim Rishayim V'achreinim Chayva. The Braisa clearly refutes and says that the first waters and the last waters are obligatory, not just a mitzvah. And Tzoyim, the middle waters, which is a person that washes his hands between different dishes, which is just for cleanliness, that's Rishus, that's voluntary. But one thing you see, that Maim Rishayim are Chayva, not just a mitzvah. Says the Gemara, no, mitzvah l'gab Rishus Chayva correlate. When you contrast a mitzvah to something voluntary, so then you could call it obligatory. It's only because it spoke about the middle waters, so called the first one's obligatory, even though really it's only a mitzvah, but it's considered something like to call it an obligation in contrast to the Mayim Tzoyim. But really, it's just a mitzvah, again, it's not a chayva. Now, Gufa, we learn, and the Gemara introduced in this discussion, because it had used it to ask a question of Braisa, which the Gemara elaborates on the Braisa, both in its content and its detail. The Braisa had said, Maim Rishayim V'Achreinim Chayva. The first waters before one eats a meal, and the V'Achreinim and the waters after the meal, to wash one's hands are Chayva, are obligatory. And Tzoyim Rishus. But the middle waters are voluntary. Continues the Braisa. Rishayim, the first waters, Neitlin, one could take and wash it Bein Bekli, whether he's washing into a vessel to receive those used waters that's beneath him. And Bein Al Gabekarko, he could even wash on the ground. Achreinim, but the later waters, ein noitlam ela b'kli, one that can only wash his hands into a vessel. Ba'amrila, and some say, ein noitlam agab b'karka, that the version was that you can't wash it on the ground. So says Gemara, my b'nai, what's the difference? It's the same thing. Not being able to wash on the ground means to say you have to wash into a vessel. So says Gemara, no, ikib b'nai, akin to the difference between them is, if let's say he puts some twigs and branches beneath him, and he washes his mayim achreinim on that, according to the one that says you need a vessel, so it's not a vessel, and therefore that wouldn't be sufficient. According to the one that says you can't wash it on the ground, that would be okay because it's not going on the ground. And later on the Gemara is going to explain, it's because of a ruach ra, what's literally an evil spirit that rests on the person's, on those waters, and when they're on the ground, and therefore it can't go on the ground. If it goes into a vessel, then there's no ruach ra, or on possibly on something else. Continues the Braisa, Maim Rishayim, the first waters, Neitlim bein mecham and bein betzayin, and one can wash his hands whether that the waters are cold or hot. Achreinim ein neit mel betzayin, but the mayim achreinim, the last waters could only be if they're cool. Memnei shecham and mefafin aseidayim, because hot water actually bubbles the hands, meaning it softens the skin and actually would absorb that filth of the food item into his hands. And ve'im avir nesazuma, and therefore it wouldn't remove the filth, and therefore it wouldn't accomplish the objected purpose, which we'll explain what exactly we're trying to get off, but it's not going to get rid of it, it's actually going to go into the hands, and therefore that element will still be there, and therefore not accomplished, and therefore it has to be cool waters and not hot. Now, the Braisa, as we just quoted, mentioned, that the first waters, before one eats the meal, those waters can be either hot or cold. Now, on that, Rabbi Yitzchak bar Yosef Amar Bianna, he qualifies, and he says, Leishanu Elo, we'd only learned that it could be hot waters, Ela she'in hayad zikatin tamid beis seled dispen. Only if it's not waters that one's hand recoils when he touches it, meaning that it would burn him. Aval hayad seled dispen ein noilman. But if it's such hot water that one it would burn him, it would scald him. That then one is not allowed to wash Netilas Adam with that, because if it's so hot, then it actually, Rashi explains, it actually nullifies it and changes it from the halacha of water. It's not considered water to fulfill one's obligation on Netilas Adam. That's one version. Now, Vigid Mafnilah, those who learn his teaching of Loishanu, of qualifying the halacha, a seifa, actually on the Mayim Achrayinim, that it said you cannot use hot water, that the halacha was, it said, the Bryce says, Achrayinim ain't noigim el betzayin. The last waters, one could only use cool waters. Now, the inference is, Av b'cham aloy, but if they're hot, one cannot. That was where Amr Yitzchak bar Yosef, Amr Biyana, he had said, Loishanu, we didn't say that you cannot use hot waters. Only if it's so hot that one would burn himself. But if it's not so hot that one would burn himself, then one could use hot waters for Mayim Achrayinim. Now, says the Gemara Machlal, so the inference is, as is obvious from the Braisa, that those waters, which we said are hot, that are forbidden for the Mayim Achrayinim, it's saying that those are permitted for the Mayim Rishayinim. So the inference is, the Rishayinim, that the first waters, Ava Pishayat Zalat Ben Mutter. Now obviously, it's this version is saying that even if they're so hot that one would burn himself, for Mayim Rishayinim, that would be valid. Now the Braisa had said, and this is where it comes back to the previous Gemara's discussion, Im Tziyoyim Rishus, the middle waters are voluntary, between dishes. On that, Rav Nachman, he qualifies, it says, Leishana El Ben Tavshel Tavshel. That's only between one dish and another one. I mean, let's say they're both meat type of dishes. Of bin tavshul gvina chayva, but between a dish of meat and of cheese, of dairy, chayva, that's like we were saying the halacha, that's obligatory. Then if one is going from dairy to meat, then he would have to go ahead and, like we said, wash his hands, and we said he has to wash out his mouth. That's obligatory. That's not just voluntary. Now, Amar Rav Yehuda Bereid Reb Chia, he says, Memneima umru mayim achrayim chayva, explain to the halacha the braisa. Why did they say that the last waters are obligatory, which we said is even more severe than mayim rishayim, than the waters before the meal, which are just mitzvah? So that explains, Shemelech sedayim es yesh. There's the salt of sedayim, which the sages said elsewhere, that like in Brachas Daf Mem, whatever you eat, you should eat salt with it. Now, so since at the meals they're having salt, and one is touching the salt, when he's going to then put that his hands that have touched the salt on his eyes, shemisame senayim, that sedayim salt that there is over there, it could blind the eyes. And therefore, because of that danger, one has to wash off his hands after the meal so that he makes sure that when the meal is done and he stopped eating, that he's not going to, by mistake, put his finger in his eyes and blind himself. Now, on Abai, he says, umshtakech ki kurta bukura. There's very little amount, like a quart, which is a small amount, in a quart, that's how much is found. It's not really found that much, but because of that doubt of that danger, that's the chayv, the obligation of washing one's hands after one's meal. Now, related to this halacha, Amalei Rav Acha Bereid Rav El Rav Ashi says, kol milcha, which here the word kol actually means measuring. If someone measured salt, like we find in Shemais Tazayin, it says, v'yemaydu ba'imer, which they measured, the Targum actually translates, v'kalu ba'imer. So the word kol means to measure. If someone measured salt, my, what's the halacha? Does he have to wash his hands afterwards or not? So Amalei said to him, loy mebayir, so that's not a question at all. All the more so, for sure you have to, because this is what he was measuring with salt that he has. His hands are full of salt. Of course, we have to be concerned that he might go ahead and put his fingers in his eyes. Now, Amar Bayan, he says, Meresh Hava Mina, says, in the beginning I used to say, Haidele Moshu Maya Basroi Alara, relating to the halacha we mentioned before. This that people don't wash the Mayim Achrayinim on the ground is Mishum Zuama. It's because that it has a bad odor and it looks disgusting because it's all the dirty food on the person's finger and you're washing it off after the meal. So you don't do it on the ground because it's going to be filthy and smelly over there. However, Amali Mar, but the master referring to Rabbah, had told him, no, it's Mishum Desharya Ruach Ralei. Like we mentioned before, it's because an evil spirit rests on that water. Therefore, he said you can't spill it on the ground. It has to be either on a vessel or possibly on some type of other thing like twigs or whatever, but it cannot go on the ground. So too, the Gemara contains with many other teachings that Amar Abaye, Abaye says, and that Meresh Hava Amina, in the beginning, I used to say, Haidu Leishokal Midi Mibsaira Kinakir Inish Kasa Lemishti. This that you're not supposed to take something from a table that there's a person on the table that's in the middle of drinking, because when someone's drinking, you can't take something in front of him. I used to say, Shemeyarid Dvar Kakala Basuda, because maybe something dangerous might happen at the meal, meaning maybe the one who's drinking is in the middle of drinking and he sees you taking away that thing and he wants that thing and he's going to get angry. When he's going to get angry, he's going to get in danger. He might choke because he's in the middle of drinking. But Amalei Mar, but the master told me, no, it's for a different reason, Mishum the Kashila Ruach Tzrada, because actually harmful for a spirit of Tzrada, which Rashi Pesachim says like a half of a headache, and that's the reason because of that spirit. Now, however, the Gemara qualifies that. And that is only problematic if someone takes the thing away from the table when the person's in the middle of drinking and doesn't put it back. But if he takes it and puts it back, that's not a problem. Moreover, it was only said if the person takes it and removes it from 4 amas from the table. But if it's within 4 amas from the table, that's not a problem. And also, it was only said to take something from the table that's necessary for the meal. Of immediately tzarich l'sadas lesson, but if something that's not necessary for the meal, that's also not a problem. Now, Ma'bar Avashi Kapur, he was particular. Afila aasisa ubuchnu de tavli, even the mortar and the pestle that are used to grind down spices, he considered that midi de tzarich l'sadas something that's necessary for the meal because that's how they grind the spices and use it for whatever they're eating, and therefore that he would be particular that shouldn't be taken away and not brought back because of the spirit that could cause this half of a headache. Moreover, continues the Gemara of Amar Abaye. Abaye said, "Mireish Havamina." In the beginning, I used to say, "Hayde Chanshi Nashvara." This that people are particular to sweep up the crumbs from the house is Mishum Minakirusa, is because they want to keep the house clean. However, Amali Maran, that the master said to me, is Mishum Dikashi Lana Yusa. No, it's because it's harmful that it can be dangerous for becoming poor, as the Gemara illustrates. Who gavred Avim Hadir Aleh Sharadana Yusa. There was a Saradana Yusa. There was a certain person that the master, the spirit of poverty, this malach that's in charge of causing poor, that people become poor, was chasing after this person to capture him and make him poor. But he wasn't able to get to him because the Kazahar and Shvara Tuba, he was very particular and very careful regarding crumbs. Now, moreover, Yemechad Karach in the Girsa's Rifta, not lifta, which would be some type of a condiment, but he was wrapping, meaning he was eating bread, ayavli, on top of grass that's in the earth. Now, Amar, on that, so then the Malach said, Hashta vadi nafal biyadi, now he's going to fall into my hands, because he's not going to be able to gather all the crumbs from between the grass, and people are going to step on it, and then that's going to be causing a disgrace to the bread, and then I'm going to get him that way, then I'm going to be able to make him poor. But Basad Achal, after that person ate, Icy Mara, he brought a hoe, some type of a shovel instrument. Akrina Liabli, he uprooted the grass. Shadinu Lanar, and he threw it into the river. Shame, so that person heard that master of poverty, the Kama that was saying, Vai da Afka hu gava mi basi, woe to that individual that he was thrown out of his house. Meaning that he threw out of my place of rest, meaning I can't get him because he's so particularly so careful about crumbs that it shouldn't be disgraced. Vamabaya, another teaching of Vamabaya, again, all following the same idea about more spiritual, harmful elements, and it's not just what simply seems to be the case. He says, Mereish Havamin, in the beginning I would say, Haidele Shasi Ufi, this people that they don't drink the scum, which is the foam on top of a beverage, Mishum Misus, it's because it's disgusting. However, Amali Mar, and that rabbi said to me, it's Mishum Dekoshi Likarsim, it's because it's harmful for Karsim, which is this mucus that comes out of a person's nose. Now, as the Gemara explains, mishtoya kosh lekarsim, drinking that scum is harmful for causing that mucus that comes out of the nostrils. Mintbech bei kosh lereisha, if someone blows that scum away, that's harmful for his head. And mitchai, if he pushes it away with his hand to the sides, that's kosh lanayusa, that's harmful for poverty. Now, maitakante, so what's the rectification? What does the person do if he has that scum? He should let it sit there in the beverage until it settles in and disappears by itself. Now, moreover, the Gemara says, Likarsim de chamra. If someone has this karsim, which it says this mucus that come out of the nose, because he drank the scum of wine, so shikra, his therapy, the medicine that he should drink beer. The shikra, if he has this, he had drank, he has this problem of the mucus because he drank the scum of beer, then he should drink mai, then he should drink water. Now, the mai, if he drank the scum of water, less late the kanta, then there's no rectification. And says the Gemara behind them, and this is what people always say, Basar Anya, after the poor, meaning this person who initially only had water to drink and he drank that scum, Azla Niyusa, the poorness follows them, now he has no way of even rectifying himself because of this problem that he has, that he drank the scum of the water. Another teaching, Va'am Abaya, he says, Mereish Avimina, in the beginning I had said, Haideloi achli yarka mikisha da'asa ganoa, this that people do not eat, they don't take out a garlic or leek from a bundle that was bundled by those who sell the vegetables together to eat and pull it out, is mishum demechsi krev sinusa, because it looks like he can't wait until it's opened up, like he's a glutton, like he's starving, which is not appropriate. And that the master said to me is mishum the kashulik shafim. Actually, it's because it's harmful for sorcery, that whoever sees him doing that could do witchcraft and sorcery to him, but if someone's careful from it, then the sorcery cannot take effect on him. As the Gemara illustrates, Rav Chisda, Rabbi Baravuna, have a kazi ba'arba. They were going on a ship, on a boat, and Amalu ha'hi matronisa, there was a certain non-Jewish noblewoman that said to them, Eisim ba'daichi, let me sit with you in the boat. And loyas would, they didn't let her sit in there. So Amr Milsa, so she said an incantation of sorcery. And Asar Tala Arba, she froze the boat that it couldn't move from its place. Amr Inhu Milsa, then they said, because they were also proficient in these wordings and incantations, and they were able to do it to save themselves from a stumbling situation, which some say it's, they said a divine name, which is not obvious to say that. But either way, Sharyu, then they opened it up, they unfroze it. Now, Amr Lahu, she said to them, my Avalahu, what can I do to you? My sorcery cannot dominate you because you're careful from all the things that would make someone vulnerable and susceptible to sorcery. Because you don't wipe yourselves in the lavatory with a shard of earthenware. You don't go ahead and kill a louse, which is the small types of bugs and vermin that when it's on your garments. And you also don't eat by pulling out a vegetable from that bundle of vegetables that are sold by the gardener, which again, that's why one shouldn't do that because it also makes him vulnerable to sorcery. But Abaya, another saying from Abaya that he says, Mereshav Amin, in the beginning I would say, this that a person doesn't eat greens that fell from a table is Mishum Yisusa because it's disgusting. That the master said to me, Mishum de kashal reecha pen. No, it's actually because it's harmful for the getting a bad odor in one's mouth. Vam Abaya, and so to Abaya said, Mereisha v'min, in the beginning I would say, Haidele yosvi tusim raziva, this that people don't sit underneath the pipe of the gutter which pours down the water from the roof is Mishum Sheifchim. It's because maybe the disgusting water, which they do sponge and the water comes flying out from what was on the roof, and people spill their dirty water that way, which comes through the gutter that people don't want to get spilled on. And that only man, that the master said to me, no, it's much deeper than that. Mishum de Shechichim Azikin. It's actually because that's where the harmful spirits are, and therefore that's why people don't sit over there. As the Gemara illustrates, Hanashikolai, there were these people, these porters who would carry loads for pay, that they were davadari chavita dechame. They were carrying a barrel of wine, and by litpuche they wanted a rest. Aisvu tute marziba, they put the barrel of wine beneath the gutter, and paka, it burst because the mazik, that harmful spirit, broke it. Now aslika made the mabravashi. So these two carriers, they came from the mabravashi. And to complain about what the mazik had done. And Apik Shipur, he took out Shafers and Shamte, and he excommunicated that mazik. So Aslakameh, so the mazik came in front of him. So Amalei said to him, Amai Tavad Hachi, why did you do this? So Amalei, meaning Mabra Avashi, asked the mazik, why did he break the barrel of wine? So Amalei said to him, Heche Avin, what should I do? Ki Ais V'bu'anai, that I was sleeping over there and they put the barrel in my ear. So Amalei, so Mabra Avashi said to him, yeah, but at beduchtu d'shchichi rabim, you were sleeping in the place where that's where the public are found. My bias, what did you want? Atu d'shanus, you're the one who deviated. You're not allowed to sleep there in the public domain. Zil shalom, you have to go out and pay for that barrel of wine. So Amalei, so the mazik said to him, hashta nami likvili mar zimnevafar. Okay, now let the master give me time that I could repay, that I could pay back. And kavali zimne, he set for him a time when he should come back and pay. When the time came, he tarried, he delayed, he wasn't there yet. Now, Kiyasa, when he finally came, Amalei, so Mabra Avashi said to him, Amalei, Asas Bezimnech, why didn't you come in the set time that we set? So Amalei said to him, because Kalmili Ditsire, anything that's wrapped, the chasim that's sealed, the kail that's measured, the money that's counted, less lan reshus lemishkim, that we have no permission to take from, ad mishkachin on mididavker, until we find something that people are careless about, then you'll let it take. And I had to wait until I found something that people are not careful about, and then get that, and then bring it back to pay back for that barrel of wine. Another teaching of Amar Abaye says, Marisha Vimin, in the beginning I would say, Haide Shadi Maya, this that when someone's drinking from a jug, that they first pour off some of the water to the ground, that the drinking water, mi puma the chatzpah, that they pour out from the mouth of the barrel, I thought mishum tzivsa is because of twigs and straw that's on the surface of the water. On Adam Limara, the master said to me, no, mishum de'ikamayim haram. That's because there's the harmful waters. Sometimes a shade, a demon, drinks from it. And by pouring off, that's the rectification of that water. As the Gemara illustrates, Ahu bar shida to have a beira papa. There was this certain demon that would be an attendant in the household of Rav Papa. He went to bring some water from the river. Yaakov, he tarried, it took him a while till he came. Kiasa Amrle, when he came, they said to him, Amayakav, why did it take you so long? So Amalu, he said to them, Adachalfi Maimaram, I was waiting until the evil waters, which the Mazikin had drank from till they passed, to get good water that it shouldn't be harmful for the household. Now, Adahach, in the meantime, as the Gemara continues to have Kavav Manalf, Chazinu de Kershadu Maimi Pum de Chatzvi, he saw that they were pouring off some of the water from the top of the barrel. Amr, he said, he says, had I known that that's your custom to do this, lo yakfa, I wouldn't have taken a long time, because that is the rectification of the Maimaram, that it shouldn't be harmful to the person who's drinking from those waters.